Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Zayin of Nedarim. Tonight's Daf is sponsored by Fern Resmowitz for Refuah Shleimah for Yehuda Dov, Ben Rachel Leah.
Leah,
Ben
yes,
Rachel
Rachel Leah.
Refuah Shleimah. All right, so let me just go back for a moment to, and again, I'm grateful to Rabbi Dr. Barak Greenfield for giving the Daf last night. Let me go back to the Mishnah Lamed Hem and Beis. We'll do a few lines there, and then we'll do today's daf. Everybody all set? So if you remember, we're talking about where you have one person is Mudar Hana from somebody else. So Reuven is Mudar Hana from Shimon. I mean, Reuven cannot get Hana from Shimon. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says on line 3, on page 70, I'm going back to the Mishnah on Lamed Hem and Beis. So it says, Umalamdo Midrash Halachot Bagadot. Shimon, even though Shimon in Lewis is prescribed from giving Hana to Reuven, Shimon can teach Reuven Midrash, which the Perush Rush says means like, we're looking for the Rush here. One second. How come in my Gemara earlier have it? I don't see it here. But anyway, but it means like the Sifra, the Sifri, things like that. And then it says, so Midrash Halachot is Halachot Moshe Sinai. And then Agadot means Drasho said Chazal have. So it means Shimon can teach Reuven. In other words, Shimon doesn't miss by teaching Reuven. But mitzvahs lav leharon nindu, and mitzvah is not giving for hana'a, so he's in the clear. Aval lo yilamdenu mikra, and this will be our topic today. Shimon is not allowed to teach Reuven psukim and chumash. Aval malamid hu et banav yibarotav mikra, but he can teach Reuven's children, even though Reuven has an obligation to teach his children Torah. Nevertheless, Shimon can teach them Torah, and again, the same idea that it's mitzvahs lav leharon nindu. So the thing, the outlier. Is this Loi Lam Deno Mikra? But we have to see what's going on with that. Okay, let's take a look now on Lamed Bavam Beis. Let's go to Lamed Bavam Beis. So, right. In other words, the mitzvah is not given for Hana, so you should be all right. That's what we're trying to figure out. Okay, so we're going to do this now. Four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom on Lamed Bavam Beis 36b, 70, page 72. So Malamde Midrash Halachot Vagadot Avaloi Lamdenu Mikra. So the Gemara says Mikra Ma'itam Aloi Lamdenu. Why is it that Shimon is not allowed to teach Reuven Sukim and Chumash? Did he do this last night or not? Oh, okay.
That's
okay,
where he ended.
But he got up to here. Okay. So Mikra Ma'itam Aloi Lamdenu Mishum De Kamahani Lai, because he's going to be giving Reuven Hana by teaching him the Mikra. So the Midrash, the Gemara says Midrash Dami Kamahani Lei, but when he teaches the Midrash, he also gives him Hana, and yet the Mishnah says he can teach him the Midrash. So Amar Shmuel, Makom Shultim Sachar LaMikra, Minotlim Sachar LaMidrash. So Shmuel says that our Mishnah is speaking about a locality where people would get paid to teach Psukim in Chumash, and they would not receive any compensation to teach in the Midrash. So that being the case, assuming that's the ground rule in that locality, and we'll have to clarify it. So it means if Shimon teaches Reuven and Shimon doesn't want to take any payment for it, then Reuven will be getting Hana. In other words, Reuven would have had to pay $100. Shimon isn't taking the $100. So now Reuven is getting Hana from Shimon and to the tune of $100. So the Gemara says, by Pascha. So the Gemara says, how is it that if that's the Svara, how is it that the Mishnah teaches me, like without qualification, that he could teach him Medrash, but he can't teach him Psukim? The Lechora, according to the way that we just explained it, if in that locality, so people get paid to teach Medrash and they don't get paid to teach Psukim, so Lachapi should be just the opposite. How is it that the Tana says absolutely he can teach a Medrash, but he can't teach a Mikra? So the Gemara says the top line in Lamed Zayin Aleph, Hakamash Malan, but the Mishnah is teaching me the Filah B'Makom Shtotlim Sachar, even in a locality where people get paid for teaching Torah, Ala Mikra Shar in the Mishkal, one is permitted to get payment for teaching the Mikra, which we'll explain shortly. Ala Midrash Lo Shar in the Mishkal, one is never entitled to take payment for teaching the Midrash. So now there's a run here that I want to do. Let's look at the run, the top line, the top run in the left hand corner. Amar Shmuel Makom Shmuel Misachar LeMikra Vidom Misachar LeMedrash Al Midrash Toshar LeMishkal Sanir BeEinai Dahaki Perusho. So the Ram says, I think this is the pshat. Midina Mutarli Toshar LeMikra Vidom Medrash Beforish VaAziel. So Mitzadadin, for reasons that we'll explain shortly in the Gemara, one is permitted to get payment for teaching Mikra, for teaching Pesukim and Lechemish, and not to teach, and you can't get paid to teach the Medrash. But there are localities where they don't even accept payment to teach Mikra, which means that it is allowed. In the first narrow line, they should have only told in a Medrash. So the people shouldn't come to take money from Medrash. So we say in that locality, say across the board, nobody gets money for anything. So in that locality, so Shimon can even teach Reuven. If Reuven is Mudar Hana from Shimon, he could even teach him Sukkim because he's not getting paid for that as well. Since the Dermachmir, so and they can't get paid, probably Mikra Midrash will call them a Kamo. So under those circumstances, so the teaching of Sukkim will be the same as teaching the Midrash. Welcome, Michael. We're around the sixth narrow line in the Ran on Lam Zion Amud Aleph 37A, the sixth narrow line. Okay, Ella the Manitimi Tokma Makom Shnotlim Sakhar LaMikra. But our Mishnah, we're saying, is talking about a place where people would get paid. In other words, like the Mitzad Adin, not with this extra Chumra. Lomar Shloch Miro Latzman. Ba'afiluba Otomakom Alamikra Dafu Hudashar LaMishka. But even in that sort of like loose community, not loose or like lenient community, they can only take money from the mikra. Mishum hachi lo yulam denu. So therefore, he shouldn't teach the mikra. So since they normally get paid, so if Shimon teaches Reuven for free, so then he'll be giving Reuven benefit. Aval al midrash lo shari the mishkal. But for the midrash, he's not allowed to take money. Dina surk b'farsh v'azil hilkak im lam do midrash b'chinam lo mahani lay. So he teaches him the Medrash for no money, he's not giving him the benefit, Lomidi, the Agra Lomachayev Bey, he's not Mukhiv to pay him, Limud Gufanani Lav Hanahu, and the teaching itself is not considered Hana, the Mitzvot Lavli Hanukkahu. This is not given for Hana. Okay, let's get back into the Gemara. Let me just bring Michael up briefly and then we'll go on. So if you remember, Michael, I don't know if you looked in the Gemara earlier, but we learned that if Reuven is Mudar Hana from Shimon, and that could either be that Reuven took a nether, or Reuven took a nether, he's not going to get Hana from Shimon, or Shimon took a nether, he's not going to give Hana to Reuven. But either way, Reuven can't get Hana from Shimon. So notwithstanding that, Shimon is allowed to teach him Torah, but he cannot teach him Mikra. He can't teach him the Pesukim. So we're trying to understand why can't he teach him the Pesukim. So we said that in this locality, people would get paid to teach the Pesukim, but not get paid to teach the rest. And those mitzadadin, it's prohibited, which we're going to explain shortly. You're not allowed to take money to teach Torah. But the mikra, they are allowed to teach money, take money. So therefore, the Tanakh Mishnah says that the areas of Torah where you're not allowed to take money, she's allowed to teach him because he's not giving him any hana, any tangible benefit. And even though they're both doing a mitzvah, but that's not considered hana, because mitzvah lavli hanonin. The mitzvah's not given for a purpose of hana. So, but the mikra not. Let's see back in the Gemara and then I'll pause it. Yeah, so there's a machloket mafarshim about that. Let me just leave this. Let me get through this and then I'll come back to you. Okay?
What was the question?
Okay, I don't even want to get into it right now. Okay, I didn't answer it. I'll take it up a little bit. He broke in, which I don't like. Okay. I'll pause another.
Because maybe it was my question that I did not break in with.
Okay, but I'll mention the question a little bit. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, so the line three on Lamed Zion Amud Aleph, Maishna Medrash Lo. Why is it that one cannot take money to teach Medrash, to teach, you know, like we said, the Sifra, the Sifri, is the way, I think the Tosafot HaRash learned it this way. I didn't see it in the Gemara over here. I don't know where it went. Or rather, the Rush, I think, had said it. So he says, Ma'itam Ma'isham Medrash Lo, Dechtiv, Yoti Siva Hashem Ba'idahi Lamedachem. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in Parsha Bet Hanan, is reciting over what took place in the Midbar. And among other things, he goes through what took place at Har Sinai. And he says that Hashem instructed me to teach all of you, you know, Chukim Mishpatim. And he says, Uftiv, And then it says a few pesukim earlier, actually, see that I've taught you as Hashem has commanded me. So we'll see in the Ran, but the pshat is that Hashem commanded me to teach you for free. In other words, that's what he says. So ma'ani b'chinam, just like I, Moshe Rabbeinu, have taught you for nothing, I didn't charge you to teach the Torah, afatem na'ami b'chinam. So too, you should also teach b'chinam. So the Gemara is learning, so you're not allowed to take payment, you're not allowed to take payment to teach for teaching Torah. And if we'll look, let's look at the Ran, the 20th narrow line. He says, the Ran says, we hold it as follows, you're not allowed to take money to teach Medrash. He says, Mihu, Hanimile Skar Limut. Person can't take money to teach. Abal Agar Batala Shari, but he could get paid for his, you know, Skar Batala. In other words, the person who's teaching you, you know, he could be a professional, or even who's not a professional, he could do other work. And as a result of teaching you, he can't do that other work. He can't earn another fashion. So he can get Skar Batala, the amount of, you know, for his downtime.
Opportunity cost?
We'll just hold it in just another 10 lines and I'll pause. I'll open up the table. So if Al-Gabra Toshari, Bahaki Itib Yushalmi, and that's the way it's brought down in Yushalmi, the Garcin and Hatam, we learn over there in Yushalmi, the whole Apple Mikra the Targum Kane. I might have thought that even for the Pesukim and the Targum, one is also not allowed to take money. He says, Kam Tamalomar, Chukimish Vatim. So the Pasuk says, you know, I've taught you chukimishtim, the statutes and laws. Chukimishtim atem malam din bechinam. Chukimishtim you have to teach for free. Yitem malam din bechinam mikra b'targum. So he's learning chukimishtim is more the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's interesting, you know, it just occurs to me now, there's a Hamik Davar in Netziv. He says, I think in his Perish, in somewhere in Devarim, he says that, like, we normally think of a chok as something like a law you don't know the reason for, but he says the chok is, I think, something that's learned out with the shloshes remidot, I think is what he says. I think mishpatim is something maybe that you know on your own, and a chok is something you know through the hermeneutic principles. He says, but you can't teach for free mikra b'targum. In other words, you don't have to teach mikra b'targum for free. He says b'chein chami b'nayin nasfin agrehon. He says, and then but we see people teaching Mishnayot and they're getting money for it, the Yerushalmi says. Am Rebutim Rabbi Shmuel Skar Batala Nodli. So it says Mefurash that Rebutim Rabbi Shmuel says they're getting Skar Batala. So that's what we discussed, like a person could get Skar Batala. All right, let me just go back to the Gemara. Let me do another six lines and then we'll pause. We'll summarize, we'll take everything. He says, so the Gemara says, Ma'afta Machinam, so Mikranami. So the Gemara says, so the mikra should also be for free. Well, how come he's charging money for the mikra? So Rav Amar Sparshimur. Rav says no, that when he teaches the psukim, the mikra, so typically who you teach in mikra to, it's very young children. So they need, you know, somebody to keep an eye on them. In other words, so you're getting paid, the person is entitled to get paid, Sparshimur, right? He's like Yosef was saying, he's a babysitter, but in other words, he's taking care of the kids. That's what he's getting paid for. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Skar piece of tamim. Rabbi Yochanan says he gets paid to teach them the trap. In other words, one thing to teach the psukim, but if he teaches like the trap and where you pause the psukim, that he's allowed to get paid for. Okay, let me pause for one second. Or let me do a little more Ron, and then we'll bring it up to a little more Ron. So let's go back to Ron, around six lines above where it gets wide. Mashna midrash lo dechibo tisi vashem berahim. So this pasuk is brought down because Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. See that I've taught you chukimishtim, you know, statutes and laws as Hashem has commanded me. He commanded me to teach you for free. The Ran says, "Dilo kasher tivani amai koi." If it's not, in other words, kasher tivani, the Gemara takes it as I've been commanded, is to teach you for free. That's the way the Gemara is understanding. So the Ran says, what are the other possibilities? If that's not the pshat, what would it be referring to? Lech lemeimor b'sechar, it doesn't make sense to say that I've been commanded to get a sechar for this. The Heichi Lema Tashra Tivani. How can I say I've been committed to the Sakar? Where do we see that? He has to get a so it doesn't make sense. But like Lemar Nami, the Kashivani Hakimar, Kashivani Lo Meatmiya Niomer. This is like I'm teaching you that which God instructed me, but it's not coming from me. The Vada Yisrael Loim Pakmakim Bakach, they're not questioning that the Torah of the Moshe Rabbeinu is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu with Achiv Bakayami Lilam. And the Vada Hakimar Shivani Lamed Bakinam. Mikranami Bakinam Mehaik Pragufa. Okay, we'll just look a few more lines. Rav Amar Scharshim, where the Mestam Alom De Mikra Ketanim, there's most likely the people who are studying Mikra are youngsters, with Shrich and Shimur, Mishum Hachim Nihi, the Agar Limur Asur, Scharshim or Shari. So even though he can't get paid to teach Torah, but he can get paid, this is the first shot, which is pointing to Rav, to keep an eye on the kids. Rav Yochanan Amar, Schar Pisuk Tamim, Shum Lam Gimlahem Tamim, Delav Mitarait Ninu. This opinion holds that the trap is not from the Torah. Hilkat Lo Habu Bechlal Chukim Mishpatim, so it's not included in the rubric of Chukim Mishpatim, which I have to do b'chinam, the Ika in Rav Rabbi Yochanan. So we had, again, Machlok in Rav Rabbi Yochanan. So they both agree, everybody agrees, you can get paid to teach Mikra. So why can you get paid? So according to Rav, you get paid, it's Schar Shimur, because I'm teaching on the kids. Rabbi Yochanan says they can get paid because I'm teaching the trap, and the trap is not going to be derisive, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it's not included in the admonition of, you know, Chukim Mishpatim, Meshitzivan Hashem Elokai. Bikabin Rav the Rabbi Yochanan Lamei Mikra Legadom Lobai Shimur. So the Ran says the nafkamina between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would be if I'm teaching an adult who doesn't require any Shimur. He says the Rav Asur. So Rav would say I cannot charge to teach Mikra to an adult because my only ostensible rationale in getting money was Sfar Shimur. Now I don't have it. It's too late. The piece of Tamim Doraita. Rav holds, not like we said a moment ago, that the trap is Minatora. Rav holds Minatora, so that's I can't charge to teach the trap. So the Schar Shimur is not shy, so I can't charge anything at all. Rabbi Yochanan Shari Mishum Schar Pisuk Tamim. Rabbi Yochanan would say no. Even as an adult, I can get paid because of the Schar Pisuk Tamim. Hilchak Linyan Halacha came at the time along the Rabbi Yochanan Halacha with Rabbi Yochanan. So the Ran says we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So we hold that even for an adult, you can get sakhar for teaching psukim. Okay, now let me just pause for a minute, and then we'll just summarize, and then we'll take. Let me take Yosef's. The Aleph phase is we said how is it in the Mishnah if Reuben is mudar hana from Shimon. So Shimon can't teach him Torah, but Shimon could teach him Mikra. That's the question. How can he teach him Mikra? So the Gorans are saying that Mitzad Adin, you're allowed to charge money to teach Mikra. That's Mitzad Adin. And the Ran says there are some localities where they would have a chumrah not to even take money for Mikra, in which case teach him anything. But the Mishnah is being in a place where they don't have it that way. That's how the Ran helps us out. And then why is it that one can charge money to teach Mikra? So the Gemara says, so in general, I can't charge because it says the Reili Manitir Chem Bechinam, the Reili Manitir Chem Bechinam, Kukimushtim, Mani Bechinam, like I, Moshe Rabbeinu, teach you Bechinam, so to you should teach Bechinam. So what about Mikra? So the Gemara has two answers. Rav says the ostensible rationale to charge money for Mikra is because of Shimur. In other words, you're keeping an eye on the kids, the typically young kids, so that's why you're getting paid. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. It's because it's schar pisuk tamim. You're getting paid to teach the trap. Rabbi Yochanan holds the trap is not in a Torah, he holds. And therefore, it's not included in the rubric of chukim mishpatim. So I could charge you to teach that. And Rav holds, no, the trap is midoraisa. So the mela, I can't charge for it. Now, then Agavor, we learned in the Ran, but it's maybe, you know, it's pretty basic that that the Ran says, today, where the Rishami itself says that somebody who's teaching can charge for Skar Batala, for, you know, not he's not doing whatever work he would do otherwise, so he gets paid Skar Batala. And then the Ran also said that we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan with this, that the charge for Mikra is because of Pisuk Tami. Okay, now, Yosef asked before, you're listening for an, okay, so Yosef asked before, so I said, so in other words, if Shimon doesn't want to take money, then he can't teach him Mikra because then Reuben is getting benefit. Let's say it would be $100 an hour, and Shimon says, skip the money. So now Reuven can't teach. So Yosef was asking me, so what if Reuven does pay Shimon? Shimon says, I'll take the money, and Yosef says, I'll take the money. So it's machloket among the mefarshim. According to some mefarshim, or one opinion, then he's fine. But according to another opinion, even then, not. That was the had them sit to Gemara. I don't remember, but that was machloket. Okay, now, what are the questions, comments, thoughts do we have?
Is there anyone who discusses getting a benefit that's not a financial benefit? Like, this seems to be the heart of the matter.
No, it doesn't matter. It was like Shabbat Kesef, Kikesef. In other words, whether it's money or it's equivalent, I give you 10 chairs, it's the same thing. In other words, you can't give.
But that's all talking barter. I'm talking about if you get an extra good feeling because you're teaching someone that is not monetary.
Yeah.
What then?
Yeah. So we learned, and Michael was just saying as well, the Ron said that mitzvot lav lehanon, that the mitzvot are not given, to get hana from. So that would not be an issue, Lepora. All right. I'm going to move on. Okay. Everybody good? Okay. Everybody mute themselves. Let's keep moving. Now, okay, now the Gemara says, Tanan, or around line 8. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Lo Yilam Denu Mikra. So the Mishnah says that the Shimon cannot teach Reuven Mikra. So Mishlem Laman Damar Sfar Pisuk Tamim, Hainu Lo Yilam Denu. So if I hold Pisuk Tamim, like Rabbi Yochanan said, so I understand he can't teach him. El Laman Damar Sfar Shimur, but according to Rav, the only ostensible rationale to get paid for teaching is Sfar Shimur, is a youngster, so you're getting paid to keep an eye on him. So we're presumably talking about adults in the Mishnah. So somebody's making an edit or things like that. So according to the Pshat, the only rationale to get money would be if it's a katan, it was a gadol not. So how would it explain that? So the Gemara says, b'katan katani. So the Gemara says, no, that opinion will say that our Mishnah is really teaching me a din with a katan. In other words, in Akanami, in the Mishnah of a katan, it could be that Shimon might have taken the neder, that he wasn't going to give any hanah to Reuven the katan. So Iba katan, so if we're talking about a katan, Ema Sefer, let's go to the end of the Mishnah, Aval Malamed Abanav, Mikra. The Mishnah says you could teach Reuven's kids. In other words, you can't teach Reuven, but you could teach Reuven's kids. Katan barbanim hu? So is a katan in a position, if he's six, he's going to have kids? So the Gemara says, Chisri Mechzer B'hach Katani. It's as if there are words missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way we should understand the Mishnah. Lo yilam denu mikra b'katan, that Shimon shouldn't teach Reuven chumash, or the trap, I should say, if he's a katan. Imaya gadol, if Reuven was an adult, malamdo lo ulavanav mikra. But if he's an adult, he could teach him because he's not allowed to take any money if it's an adult. This is the way Rav will understand the Mishnah. So we had a question against Rav. Rav had the pshat of Shimur, and the Gemara was able to deflect the question. What's up? No. It means if the teacher says, normally I get $100 an hour, but for you, free. That's what we're talking about. Okay? Okay. Now, so we said that Banav is, in other words, the father has a chiyuv to teach the sons, But so this other person is teaching them, and mitzvah lavli hadon itnu, and it's an indirect benefit. All right, now let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, we're up to Meifei now. Okay, so one line above the small bays in parentheses. Meifei, so now we ask Akasha, he says, Tino Kod, this is from a Brisa. The Brisa says, Tino Kod lo korin b'tchila b'shabbat, elashonin b'rishon. So children on Shabbos, we don't teach them for the first time around. In other words, we're teaching them chumash. We don't teach them the first time around on Shabbos. But if they're chazering, that we would do. So first, just like leaving aside this whole thing about mudar hana, we're just focusing for the moment about the sensible rationale to accept payment. So Mishleim Laman Damar Sfar Pisuk Tamim. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the payment is Sfar Pisuk Tamim. I'm getting paid to teach you the trap. So he says, Hainu Dein Torah Bechila B'Shabbat. So I understand, in other words, the hard work is teaching the first time around. That's what I'm getting paid for. You know, I'm teaching the first time around. Chazering isn't so hard. I'm not getting paid for that. So there's a way to understand the Braisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would say, yeah, the first time around, that's where I'm, that's a lot of effort. And then you're just chazering. Maybe you could say a little bit like a bar mitzvah boy, you know, like you teach him and then he knows how to lay the pasuk with the trap. Then he has to chazer it. So it's not so hard or not as hard. But there's a way to understand the Braisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. El Lamantavar Sparshimur, Amayin Korn Bechlib Shabbat, Amayin Shonin Barishon, Haika Sparshimur, the Shabbat. But according, this is a question against Rav. Rav says the only payment one can accept to teach the Mikra is Sparshimur, because you're, keeping an eye on the kids. So then we can't understand this. Why is it that you can't teach him the first time around, but you could teach him the second time around? He says, in other words, either you're watching them or you're not watching them. What difference does it make? First time, second time, the whole thing. And why should it be a different halacha one for the other one? So that's a kasha against Rav. So the Gemara is assuming, like, we're going to go like Rabbi Yochanan and say, Schar Pisuk Tamei. So the Gemara says, well, Tamei, Schar Pisuk B'Shabbat, Niyasur. So even according to your Svara, that the person would get paid to teach the trap. He's getting paid to teach the trap. So the Schar Pisuk B'Shabbat, Niyasur, Havlahi, Havlah, Mishashari. So in other words, you assume that since what's the pshat that Rabbi Yochanan would say in the Braisa? Rabbi Yochanan, we thought, is saying, you're getting paid for Pisuk Tamim. So you're not allowed to get paid for the work on Shabbos. You know, that's the hard work the first time. And then the Chazara isn't so hard, they could do that. That's what we thought. But the Gemara is saying, it's not true. You could get paid on Shabbos. He says, Niyasur Havlahi, Havlah, Mishra Shari. It's Havlah, let me just review, and then we'll review in a minute. If let's say I'm a waiter, and I'm a waiter, over a course of 7 days, so I do some of the work on Shabbos, but if I'm getting paid weekly, it's included with the whole shebang. I can get paid for it. In other words, nothing is, specifically earmarked for Shabbos, so I can get paid, in the bulk. So he says, the time we learn in the Braisa, the 3 lines from the bottom, on the sign of 37a, the time we learn in the Braisa, HaSokhira Poel, the Shmor Natino. Now here, he's talking about, you may recall, that family people may remember, that there were different chumras done in the preparation of the paraduma, the red heifer. So if you remember, we learned, it's the first thing you remember in Masechet Yoma. There was a kula, in other words, that they would prepare, they would make the kohen who was preparing the paraduma a tful yom, because the tzedukim said a tful yom can't prepare the paraduma. That was like a leniency. But because they had that leniency, so they had other stringencies they would do with the paraduma. So one of the stringencies they did with the paraduma is they would have kids who had been guarded from birth against any tuma, and they would be involved in the preparation of the mixing of the water with the ashes of the paraduma. So for these kids, so they would build homes on the bedrock where there was no kever hatahom, no concern for a grave being underneath there because it's the bedrock. And they would keep an eye on these kids like eagles until they're done with them. So the Gemara says, the Tani, we learn the Braisa, so Peter Poel, the Shmorna Tino. If I hire a worker to guard the Tino, I want to guard him that he isn't Mitami himself, the Shmorna Paro, or I'm hiring him to guard the red heifer. The red heifer, of course, is a very rare animal, and you have to make sure it doesn't get a mum. We don't want any mum with this animal, and you don't want anybody to do any work with the animal. He says, Lishmor Hezraim, or to guard the Zraim. So the way the Ron takes it, 2 lines to the bottom, the Tzorach Omer, a Mishamrim Otam Kono Vada Omer, Hasim Forishla Rashi, Perkazahav. So they would have like a field where they would plant with barley 70 days before Hakravada Omer. That would be the Omer that would be used. And but some of them Farshim want to say, let me see if I can find this here. 1 second. Some want to say that it was like with the Shemitah year. In other words, some want to say in the Shemitah year they were guarding it, that people shouldn't come and take the area that we want to use for the Omer. But anyway, but I'm hiring the person to do these things. A notum los kar Shabbat. So I'm not allowed to pay them for the work they do on Shabbos. The Fichach, turn page, im abdu enuchai b'achriyutan. So if if, let's say, the paraduma, you know, got messed up or something like that, they're not chayiv. In other words, aveda means it was lost. So a shomer chinam, so he's not getting paid for Shabbos, so he's patur from geneva of aveda. V'mayas chir Shabbat, but if he was hired by the week, schir chodesh, hired by the month, he was paid by the week, paid by the month, schir shana, paid by the year, schir shavua, paid by the 7-year period, notain lo schar Shabbat, so then he can get paid for Shabbos. So therefore, if something happens, then he would be responsible, because now he's a shomer sakar. Let me just check one thing, just one second. So Sam, right, the paraduma, right. So it means the paraduma or the zrayim, if they were lost, right, or damaged, right. So it means if the paraduma or the zrayim were lost, that would be the potential loss. So now he's a shomer sakar, he'd be responsible for it. But the point is that there is a way to get paid for your work that you're doing on Shabbos. So then what's the pshat in the b'raisa? The body's the b'raisa say that the kids can't learn for the first time. They could chazer the second time. We don't have a pshat for Rav or Rabbi Yochanan, what that's all about. We don't understand. We thought for Rabbi Yochanan, we understood that he would be getting paid for Schar Shabbos the first time and not allowed, but it's not true. Even Schar Shabbos is the way to work it out. So four lines from the top. El gabi Shabbat hainutama being torn b'chila. So rather, the Gemara says the reason the Tanit Brisa says that you can't learn with them the first time around on Shabbat, Mishum the Yifnu Avad Hon, the Yenuki, the Mitzvah of the Shabbat. Because we want the parents to be able to focus on Shabbos. Let me see. You know what? Let me the rush here. Just give me 1 second. Yeah. So in this Gemara, the Gemara I'm looking at now, so the rush is on Laman Zayin Amid Aleph. So if you look at the rush, he says, the Yifnu Avad Hon, the Mitzvah. You see in the rush, it's three lines from the bottom in the rush. Okay, on Laman Zayin Amud Aleph, 37a, in the rush. Okay, so he says, it would be very difficult for the kids. They'd need a lot of time. And the parents are waiting for the kid to get back from Cheder, whatever, and maybe sort of Shabbat's like now, I don't know. He says, we're battling owning Shabbos. So the owning Shabbos gets destroyed. Abal on Shabbos, don't you? Okay, he says Abal Mashkaru Me'etmol Shonin Bo'ayom. But what they already studied, we can repeat over today. He ain't on Strichim Laharichbo. They don't have to go at great length, and that won't like forshare my Simcha of Shabbos. Now the one second. Just 1 second. 1 second, please. Just 1 second. Okay, now if you look at the Ran on Laman Zayin Amud Beis, the Ran. The first narrow line. If you have only you do tell the mitzvah shabbat, shavoda tino code ponim mitzvah shabbat, which tashim in a tino code. This is a different shot. Once say, I like the rush shot better. The Ron wants to say that the kids, parents like to play around with their kids on Shabbos. The miyakruah tino code lachachila yechushu lavi tulam. But if the kids are going to be osek in this difficult matter, so the parents are going to be afraid. I can't, you know, mess up with my kid. He's got to focus on his studies, so it'll mess it up. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara. So the issue with not being able to teach the kids on Shabbos the first time around is nothing to do with Schar Shabbos. But the issue is rather that it's going to mess up the Onik Shabbos for the parents. Either the parents are waiting for the kids to get back from Cheder, and there'll be a long delayed Cheder because it's the first time around, or the parents want to play around with the kids, but they won't feel comfortable if it's doing the difficult topic to remove them from their studies. Now back in the Gemara on line 6, Ema, or else I could say Mishum Dibshabto Achlin Mishatin Biakir Leon Alma. So or else I could say the reason that we don't do the first time around on Shabbos, because on Shabbos everybody eats and drinks. Biakir Leon Alma, like means the world is heavy for them. It means everybody's lethargic from like the big kiddush eating or anything like that. So the kids are lethargic and their minds aren't ready to focus on new learning on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara wants to say. He says, "Kida Amar Shmuel," like Shmuel says, "Shinui Veset Tchilat Kolei Me'ayim." A change of one's routine is the beginning of Kolei Me'ayim, like sort of like I don't know, intestinal problems. So and Shmuel was a doctor. So that's the piece with that. Okay. So again, let's just summarize the piece, and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. So again, we're focusing on the machlok between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, what is the reason you're allowed to charge money to teach Mikra? Why are we allowed to charge money to teach Mikra? So Rav says you could charge because he's getting schar shimur. It's like young kids, you're keeping an eye on them. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's schar pisuk tamim. Rabbi Yochanan holds the pisuk tamim, the trup is not min haTorah. And Mimela is not included in the admonition of Hukim Ushpatim. And one is allowed to charge for the schar pisuk tamim. All right. So then the Gemara asked the question. We started off with a question against Rav, but it became a question against Rabbi Yochanan as well. The Bryce says that you're not allowed to teach the kids the first time on Shabbos, but you could do Chazara with them on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, we thought, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says the problem with Pisuk Tamim, so we thought it made sense. I can't teach them because I can't charge them. The big work is the first time around, so that, and I'll charge them, so I can't charge them on Shabbos, but the second time around isn't so much work, I wouldn't charge them. So that would work with Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rav, it's just like keeping an eye, like babysitting. So what difference first time, second time? So the Gemara says, but even according to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean that you can't teach them the first time around? Sfar Shabbos, you could do Bahavla. Havla is permissible. So that doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Taka, you're right. So the Gemara says, the reason that the Tana Mishnah says I can't teach them the first time around is either because it's to the Shabta. It'll take away from like the parents' ability. The parents are waiting for the kids to get back from cheder, and there'll be a long time in cheder if it's the first time around. Or the parents want to play around with the kids, and they won't want to feel comfortable doing that if they have difficult studies. Or else the pshat is because the Shabta achol mishat in the akhrili nalmud. Or on Shabbos, everybody eats a lot and they get lethargic, so the kids can't learn something the first time around. Okay, one second. Let's just look at the Ran on the sixth narrow line, via Kirli and Alma, a Latino coach. Mitosha Achlu Yoter Mimash Darkam Lechol B'Kol. And so since they ate more than they were accustomed to eat during the week, Evarim Kvedim Leim, their limbs are heavy on them, Bein Yechol Lomot B'Tchila Strich Iyun Meruba. Requires a lot of focus. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far?
Rabbi, I have a comment. I saw that there's a Perush that one of the reasons that they should not learn on Shabbat is because they might be so preoccupied with the learning that they will miss out on the Onyx Shabbat and have the proper meals the way that they're supposed to have.
I think we did this. Have you been listening, Daniel?
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, so one of the pshatim I mentioned, which was it? He says, the Ran says in the second narrow line that the parents play around with the kids, and if they're gonna be studying something serious, so he won't want to be mevatel them. And then the other shot we said was that that they're waiting for them to come back from yeshiva. But I think what you said was pretty similar, no? Daniel?
Okay, Daniel? That was in the art scroll. I'm not sure it was in the name of the Ran or not.
Okay. All right. I'm moving on. Are you coming here tonight, Rand, or I'm just going to be on Zoom?
So far, Zoom. Sorry.
Okay. Let's keep moving. Okay. All right. Let's keep back on the Gemara. All right. So now we're on line 8. It says, Ulamanda Amar Scharpisuk Tamim. Now, okay. So the Gemara is saying they each have, you know, Pshatim. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan each have a Pshat in the Mishnah, and each Pshat has withstood kashas, or Rav has withstood kashas. So why is it that each one doesn't want to hold from the other one's pshat now? Assuming that they're both viable explanations, why is it that Rav doesn't explain like Rabbi Yochanan, and why is it Rabbi Yochanan doesn't explain like Rav? So the Gemara says, "Ulaman demar sechar pisuk tamim." Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is the pshat in the Mishnah is that you could charge to teach the trap. He says, "My tamim lamar sechar shimur." What's wrong with sechar shimur? What was wrong with that? So kesavar. Now here, there's two gersaus in the Gemara. You know, so kasavar banot mi kabayin shimur. You know, I think what I'm going to do first is the girsa of the Ran, and then we'll do this girsa. So if you look the 10th narrow line of the Ran, this is a good. The Ran's girsa is gadol mi by shimur. Does an adult require shimur? Bitmiya, that's a question. Kafi a girsa mixet nuschao. The Ran says that that's the girsa in some versions. Everybody have it? It's around in the Ran, around the 15th narrow line. But Ati Shapir, the Haki Kamar Stamat Manitin, the Katani, Beloy Lamdenu Mikra, Begadolhi. In other words, the simple shot in the Mishnah is we're talking about an adult. Either Katani Sefer, Aval Malami de Banav, the Ma'id Mishnah Le'el, we gave a shot. We touched it into the Mishnah earlier, you know, to fit it in that it could be, you know, with the Katan, with the Gadol. He says, Chisri Mechstra, he says, Shinui Dechiki, it's like a pressed explanation. Elabadai, but Gadol mitok, but Gadol mi'bay Shimur. So again, Reb Yochanan, according to this shot, why does Reb Yochanan not like Rav's Hesber? So according to Rav's Hesber, you can only charge for a Shimur, for a Katan, and yet the Mishnah seems to say, the Chorah is talking about a Gadol. So Rav, within Rav, we said on Amud Aleph, Yisrael Mechstra V'Hachim Tani. You have to say, it's as if there are words missing in the Mishnah, and he means that if he's a Katan, he can't teach him. If he's a Gadol, he could teach him. That's what we said. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like that shot. So he says, that I will learn that way. That's that Nusa. Now, continuing on in the Ran, he says, back in the Ran, okay? He says, V'ikha Nuschei D'Garsi Banot Mibay Shimur. So some have the gear that would, like we have, a different version. That do daughters require shimur? Ba'achi parich, ba'adai kolheicha the tana hamudar aname chaveiro benish benisha mashma. So he says, whenever the tana teaches mudar aname chaveiro lechore, he's teaching a halacha that applies to males or females. So it doesn't matter whether we're talking about Reuven or we're talking about Rachel. Either one could be mudar anav from Shimon. The heichi pasik the tana loyim denu mikra. So how can he say across the board he can't teach him sukim? So with a katan, the Gemara takes it that male children require more shimur than the females do. Tenech banim katanim debo shimur. About banod, I feel katano debo shimur. Saying dark and lasidlikus. The young girls don't require shimur, so that wouldn't work out anyway. So either way, that's why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like Rab's Hesber, either because it's talking about a katan as opposed to a gadol, or it's talking about a male versus a female. Either way, he doesn't think that the Mishnah should be limited to that. Okay, back in the Gemara. He says, Ulaman Damar Schar Shimur, one line above the parentheses, Ulaman Damar Schar Shimur, point to Rav, who says, Schar Shimur, my Tamil Lamar Schar Pisuk Tamim. Why does Rav not like Rabbi Yochanan's Hesber? So, Kasavar Pisuk Tamim Doraitahu. Rav holds the trup is really Minotaurah. So if the trup is Minotaurah, so you're not allowed to get paid for that, just like anything else. The Amar of Ikabar Avin, Amar of Kanan, Amar Rav, my Dichtiv, there's a Pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah, says, now this is talking about Ezra, he comes back, you know, after Galut Babel, and he's reading from the Torah in front of the whole people. It says, Vayikru'u b'sefer Torah Elokim, they read in the Sefer Torah, Miforash, clearly, with some seichel, it was like with a type of sense dividing up the pesukim. By Avinu b'mikra, they understood the pesukim. By Yikru b'sefer, okay, that's the pasuk. So by Yikru b'sefer Torah Elokim zemikra. So they're reading the pesukim meforash to the targum with an explanation that refers to the Aramaic, you know, translation. With some seichel elu ha-pesukim. In other words, they use some seichel, but it means like they divided up the pesukim, you know, with sofei pasuk. By avinu b'mikra, the understanding of the pasuk is a pisuk ta'amim. He says that's pisuk ta'amim, meaning the trap. Now the Gemara assumes it was the way I saw in the article, and somebody in the base manager was saying this way as well. So it's time to Ezra. We're assuming Ezra's not making this up from scratch. It's a mesorah that he has before, and so that's pisuk ta'amim. This is what Rav says d'oraisa. But amri lo. But another explanation, and this is the explanation that Rabbi Yochanan will need, because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept that the trap is midoraisa. Elu ha-misorot. Misorot, and it means, if you look in the Perush Rush, one second, so the Rush, 10 lines down, says, chaser v'teirot. In other words, they were makpid on which letters have male and which were chaser. Okay, so the point being that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan have a sort of like a separate machloket. Is the trap midoraisa, or is it later on? Or is it something that came later on? So according to Rav, it's midoraisa. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it came later on. All right? You cannot charge. All right, now, what's up? Right. No, so the other one learns the pasuk differently. In other words, what does it mean? The clause that we're darshing out is vayavinu b'mikra, that they understood the pasukim. So one understands that means like with the trap. In other words, with the trap, you see where the pauses are, everything else, you understand the pshat. The other one says, no, that's not what it means. Elo Misarot. It means that they did like the Male and Chaser. Okay? So now back in the Gemara, so we're 10 lines from the bottom. Okay? So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikra Sofrim, the Itur Sofrim, the Karyan of Lokativ, and Lokativ of Lokaryan, Halakal Moshe Misinai. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, it's related, that Mikra Sofrim, which we'll explain shortly, it means the Kriya, in other words, the way that we read the words, Mikra Sofrim, the Ether Sofrim, so the article translated as an embellishment. Now, when we spoke about Sofrim, so it means like the people around the generation of Anshei Knesset Gedolah are called Sofrim because they counted all the letters in the Torah. That's called Sofrim. Sofrim is the count. Usually it's translated as scribe. But anyway, he says, for Itur Sofrim, an embellishment in the list of Torah, the Karyim Veloktivan, there are sometimes we have a Kri Veloktiv. Sometimes you'll read a word, it's not in the Tanakh. Uktiv Velokaryim, and there are other words that are written that we don't read. All of those are Halakhal Moshe Misinai. They're all Halakhal Moshe Misinai. So I saw in the Masipta they mentioned there was a Machloket among the Mefarshim. We're going to see a lot of Psukim in the Nevi'im. So how could it be that it would be Halakhal Moshe Misinai? So one wanted to say, one side is to say that with the Nevi'im, it's not Halakhal Moshe Misinai. It means this concept is Halakhal Moshe Misinai. And then when it relates to the Psukim and the Nevi'im, so the Nevi'im are the ones that are doing it. And one wants to say no. That even the Nevi'im, it's like everything that a Talmud Vatik, Atidlot Marlov Ne Rabo, Kvarnem Marlov Moshe Misinai, everything was said from Moshe Sinai. So therefore, even the Pesukim that relate in the Nevi'im were already, you know, in some way, you know, given over to Moshe Sinai. So he says here, let's see back in the Gemara, he says, Mikra Sofrim, what is Mikra Sofrim? So now here the Bach says, Eretz Aretz Shemayim Mitzrayim, means if the word Eretz is that in a nachta or a sof pasuk, you read aretz, well, not eretz, right? Like when you have a word with two segols, so one of them becomes a kamatz when it's at a pause. And it says shamayim and mitzrayim, with shamayim and mitzrayim, we don't say shamim and mitzrayim. In other words, left to our own devices, we would think that with the way we pronounce. So if it would be like sometimes the letter comes in and the letter fills in, teaches us the vowel. So I would expect if it would have an aleph after the mem or an aleph after the sadi, then I would understand it be like Shemayim. But anyway, we read Shemayim Mitzrayim that way. Okay, now Itra Sofrim, he's saying is like an embellishment of the Sofrim. He says, Akar Tavoru. So it says, we just had this in the Parsha on beginning of Vayera. He says, Abraham Avinu says to the Malachim, you know, B'sadu Libchem Akar Tavoru, have a meal, and then you'll leave. So, the achar is like an embellishment. In other words, it's like, in other words, the pasuk is understood, if I would say, sadu lukhem b'tavoru, eat and then go, you know. Achar tavoru is like a nice way of saying it. He says, achar tileich. Achar tileich is, what's the pasuk with that, achar tileich? Let me see what's that saying. One second. Yeah, he says, Yeah. That's also we just had in Parsha Shua not too long ago. In Parsha Chayesara, says let the girl stay with us. What is it? It's Shivanar Itano. Yamima wasur, a year or 10 months, right? A year or 10 months, she should stay with us. So, and then achar teleich, and then afterwards go. But like you could say teleich, not achar teleich. And then similarly, he says achar teasef. So that's with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says like go to war with Midian, achar teasef. The word achar is like a little superfluous. And then another pasuk, kidmu sharim achar nogim, that the singers preceded like the people with the music. It could be Kimu Sharim Nogdim. There was he says, and then one more, Sidkarka Kare Kale. There was your righteousness, Kihari Kale. So it says before, Mishpatecha Tom Rabbah. Your Mishpatim are deep, not Kitom Rabbah, Tom Rabbah. So the Chaf here is a little bit like extra. So the Gemara wants to say those are also halacha moshe misina, even though they seem like they're superfluous and they just make the psukim nicer to read, nicer to sound. That's halacha moshe misina. Then karyan v'lo ketiva. Now the Gemara gives a series of psukim where you read the word, even though it's not written in the chum pasuk. Prat divelechto. So the word prat divelechto. Let me get the psukim here. It's a little bit easier for me. It says prat divelechto. So there's a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. It says Vayach David Hadadezer ben Rechov Melech Tzova, that David defeated or struck Hadadezer King of Tzova Belech Tola Hashiv Yado ben Ahar Prat, when he sought to expand his empire that is Hadadezer did to the Har Prat, to the Euphrates River. But the word Prat is not written in the pasuk, so it's Kri Veloktiv. In other words, we read it, but it's not written in the pasuk. So he says, and then Ish, v'kasher yishal Ish bidvar ha'elokim. This is with Achitofel. So Achitofel was an advisor to Avshalom. He was an advisor to Avshalom. And David HaMelech is, you know, in exile. And they said that, like, the council of Achitofel would be like asking the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what the Pasuk says, but it just says written, but it says, so that's also like pre-native. And then, and that is, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, days are coming when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, but the word ba'im is not in the pasuk, but we do read it. And then, la deplaita. La de Plata is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, also Yirmiyah. It says, Hashmiel Babel, he says, Rabim Kodorchi Keshet Tanula Saviv Al Yehi La Plata. It should not have like a refuge or an escape. So, but the word La is not written in the pasuk. And then Et Duhugade Hugad. This is from Megillat Rut. Et Duhugade Hugad. And it says, Boaz says, Bayan Boaz, by Yomer La, Hugade Hugad Li, Kol Asher Asita Chamoteich. So he says, the word Ech. So the word Ech. One second. Right. The word Ech, he said, is cream. Right. The word Ech. Right. So the word Et is Kri, but not written. But let me look at this pasuk. One second. Okay. I don't really see where the et shows up. It was by Yomalah who gained who godly kosher asit et chamoteich. But I one of them presumably is not written in the is not written in one second. Wait. Yeah. So right. The Ran says, no, yeah. If you look in the Ran, he says, four lines to the bottom. He was from Shlanu, Kriyuktiv. He says, in our Masorah, it's written and we read it. So with the Ba'at Masorah, Lomid Kar Lebahanat, so that we don't have. Our Masorah is differently than what the Gemara is saying with that one. Okay, now, let's see back in the Gemara. And then Eli Dahagoren, he says, like Boaz says, that the woman will come to me in the threshing floor. So the word Eli is about Tomri Eli, Kosher Tomri Eli said. Rut says to Naomi, he says, Kosher, whatever you tell me, I'll do, but Eli is not written in, but we still read it. And then he says, Eli de Hasorin. Also another Pasuk, he says, but Tomer Shesh Shasurma Eli Natan Li. The Rut says to Naomi. He says, "Ki Amar Eli al Tavuri Kam al Chamoteich." He said to me again, "Eli is not written." Then Halein Karyan below Ktivan. Okay, so all those are Kri and Aktiv. Then Ktivan below Karyan. Then we have sometimes where it's written, but we don't read it, and that's Na Yislach. That's with the Haftorah with Naaman. Remember, he was the Mitzora. He says, "I am asking my father. This is my boss. He's an Oved Avodah Zarah. I want to help him in the place of Avodah Zarah." So he says in the pasuk, says Yislach na Hashem la abdecha b'devar hazeh. So that's ketiva. So the word "na" is written, but we don't read that. And then the top line on the Tamar Aleph, Zot da Hamitzvah. Zot da Hamitzvah. So the Ran says it's in Bayit Chanan, which is difficult because that doesn't work out with our Sfarim. But some want to say it's really a pasuk in Yirmiyah. And then Yidroch da Hadore, and Chamesh Tifat Negev, and Im Dechi Goel. Anyways, here's other pasukim where it's written, but we don't read it. Okay, those are written, but we don't read them. Okay, now let me just do a little bit here. One second, it'll be it. One second. All right, he's got more here. All right, I don't really have time to go through anymore. Okay, all right, I'm going to end this now. One second. So, okay, so this is okay. So,